With Praise and Shine, we are Quixie 98.3, and our devotional, Valiant Actions. A man named John Harper had no idea what was about to unfold as he and his six-year-old daughter embarked on the Titanic. But one thing he knew, he loved Jesus, and he was passionate that others know Jesus too. As soon as the ship hit an iceberg and water started pouring in, Harper, a widower, put his little girl on a lifeboat and headed into the chaos to save as many people as possible. As he distributed life jackets, he reportedly shouted, "Let the women, children, and the unsaved into the lifeboats." Until his last breath, Mr. Harper shared about Jesus with anyone who was around him. John Harper willingly gave his life away so others could live. There was one who laid down his life freely over 2,000 years ago, so you and I can live not only in this life, but for all eternity. Jesus. Jesus didn't just wake up one day and decide he would pay the penalty of death for humanity's sin. This was his life's mission. At one point when Jesus was talking with the Jewish religious leaders, he repeatedly acknowledged, "I lay down my life." In Scripture, that's John chapter 10, verses 11, 15, 17, and 18. He didn't just say these words, but he lived them by actually dying a horrific death on the cross. Jesus came so that the Pharisees, John Harper, and we may have life and have it to the full. How do you reveal that you truly love those around you? How can you show the love of Jesus to someone through your actions? There aren't words grand enough to thank Jesus for demonstrating the greatest act of love there is. Give thanks to Jesus, for he gave his life away so we might live. And Jesus will help us to show his love to others, no matter how much it costs. This is Scott Gettle. Thank you for tuning in to Quixie 98.3 and Praise and Shine. Take care, stay safe, be well, and God bless.